Prior to the NCAA's decision, UNC Director of Athletics Bubba Cunningham already announced the beginning of the school's Launch program, which is a collaborative effort to help educate student athletes on their personal branding and potential name, image, and likeness opportunities. Although North Carolina has yet to pass a law regarding the issue, there were 9 states with laws that went into effect on July 1st. This essentially forced the NCAA's hand in order to prevent student athletes in those states, a group including Florida, Alabama, and Texas, from gaining an unfair advantage. UNC had been anticipating the NCAA's move and chose to get out in front of it. Brown noted, however, the Tar Heels had some catching up to do on all the details of the new rules compared to schools which already had state laws in place.
You have to start with compliance, because if a young man makes a poor decision and doesn't have it properly approved, he can be ineligible.
Brown also noted that the program has a dedicated email hotline for players to use and learn if a potential deal falls within compliance rules. In addition, the head coach touched on some other important aspects of the rules, such as dealing with agents and how much of the money players receive will actually be theirs to spend.
They also have to start looking at state taxes and federal taxes, and do their parents still have them as a dependent? Because if they make a deal and it's on their parents' taxes and the parents don't know it, then there could be some liabilities later on. So they're having to learn a lot of grown-up things here very quickly.
Although players are now allowed to profit off their names, Brown said he is stressing to his team that the same opportunities won't be available to everybody. He said Thursday performance on the field and behavior off the field is what will dictate how players earn more branding opportunities. The head coach also said he tells players outside of a few special athletes the money available through name, image, and likeness during a player's time at UNC will be far less than what can be earned later on with a degree from the school. Coaches won't have any direct role in getting opportunities for players to avoid favoritism and compliance issues, according to the NCAA, but Brown did say he would like to find ideas that could help the team as a whole.
We feel like that is more beneficial to our team, because the Sam Howells of the world are going to make their deals and they're going to make their money. But the backup right guard, what can we do to help him? And is that through maybe jersey sales? Is that through video games? What can we do to share the money with all of our players?
Brown has also reached out to the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro and set up a meeting between them and UNC's NIL staff to figure out the best way to facilitate opportunities with local businesses. For a Hall of Fame coach who's accomplished everything there is to under the old ways, Brown is doing everything he can now to adjust and get his team ready for this massive change, with a little help from his wife, Sally, as well.
I like amateurism. I like college football the way it was. But Sally helped me and said, all we're doing is allowing the student athletes to have the same privileges as the regular students, because there are no more extra benefits. And that makes sense to me.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Avery Trendle.